45 minutes of somewhat commercial-free tears coming up on WZND, starting with John Rocky and Alex Berger joining the show for our first of many senior segments. Gentlemen, how is it going on this fine day?
You know, it's a little, as seniors, it's a little bit bittersweet today. You know? Mm-hmm. Kind of, for me, I actually have my final class today of senior year. So
wow.
It's got there's a lot of emotions.
What was that class?
Some boring econ thing, but, you know. you learn a lot in it, but it definitely like sets in of like, dang, this is probably like, this could be the last time I'm in a classroom ever.
Yeah, it is probably, yeah.
I've felt the same thing where it's like, we started out in like kindergarten classrooms, and this is like you said, like potentially the last time we ever like sit in a classroom desk for a class.
As a student, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, not just like in general. But
it's been so, you know, except the like Christmas breaks in the summers, like it's been so nonstop for so many of us for so many years. I mean, mm-hmm. I know you both came to ISU as transfers, and mm-hmm. I spent a whole semester at home, but I was at ISU for 4 years.
Right.
And it is crazy because like from kindergarten on, like you said, just back to back to back. So I'll start with that. What's looking up as you guys move on past WZND?
You know, I think this definitely poses a, because like you said, it's obviously we weren't probably hustling in kindergarten,
yeah.
But definitely I think especially through college, you kind of get locked into this mode of like, hey, this is the biggest goal right now. Get over that or like accomplish that. So I think now, especially kind of going from college age to adult to just adult, I think that definitely, for me personally, I can reflect more of like, okay, like what have I learned? What are my own values and kind of what do I want to accomplish from here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the realistic sense, applying and applying and applying and just trying to, you know, get out there in the job world. But kind of what John said, just kind of a lot of reflection and just kind of like, where am I to this point and where do I want to go professionally? Because there's so many routes that you could go.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And it's kind of a scary but more exciting time than anything. I mean, I'm sure, you know, we all kind of share the same experience with just the application process and just a lot of like, wow, we're really going for big boy jobs and figuring out where we want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So for both of you, I think it's good that you two are here together because I feel like you two – in your own ways, kind of have the biggest personalities of the news and sports room. John, you are probably, you know, most people, you know, got to be the funniest person. Even just when you aren't saying something funny by now, it's just like you use your voice and it's like, what funny thing's coming?
Right.
And for you, Berger, you talk to everyone. I mean, you knew in your tributes, like everyone talked about how much you were willing to talk to anyone to make their day brighter. Like, how do both of you kind of do that throughout the day?
John?
Hmm. Oh, you're letting me.
Yeah. I'm gonna put this on you first.
I think it's definitely because when I first especially attended here, like in the first year that I came here around 2021, I was a far cry from who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially it's just been like, I don't really think of it where it's something like, oh, I have to make X amount of people like laugh or smile. Like that's just a little bit of a weird mindset to carry.
Yeah.
But I think it's just from being shaped like day after day, whether in like very like minute ways, I think it's just definitely like the person I've become, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's just especially kind of how I kind of see like happiness or satisfaction, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of the same way where like, when I would talk to people in the office, it started with just going and like, cause the way it's structured is like just doors on each side. So people would just pop out. And if I was sitting on the couches or if I was sitting in the news and sports room, which is, you know, closer to the front, people would come in and out and I could say hi to people who just pop out. And then I'd introduce myself. And that's kind of how I like, I know like sales interns, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's, I don't know. It's something that I'm proud that I was able to do and get to know everybody, almost everybody. I didn't know every single person, but
a lot of them.
I tried. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
An awful lot of them. Ben, what'd you say?
I said, you know
Yeah, I think this is Hen Budsy, right?
Yeah. Ben's over there on our little live studio audience couch now. He doesn't have a microphone right now because he'll be back for the second half. But we booted him to get these two on.
He's just a heckler right now.
Yeah, he's a heckler. He's our live studio. So it's like a sitcom. Like if John cracks a joke, you'll hear Ben just laugh, chuckle in the background.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jason Kelsey laugh over there. Let's move on to some fun stuff. What? I'll put you on the spot. What was one of your favorite memories from doing news and sports at WGND? Either, yeah.
I think just the kind of like chemistry and the so many unique interactions you get with meeting so many different walks of life, like whether in the studio, on a call, or just literally in the newsroom in the middle of the day. I was kind of thinking, Alex, it's astonishing how like – very similar we are, like we both, like let's say with like movies where someone right. who, you know, enjoys seeing film like that.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how different our views on some movies are. Truly. So for example, I love you, dude. I'm never going to let you down for the Spider-Man take that you have.
Which is what?
You want me to,
I don't like either any of the three original Spider-Man movies. Mm. I don't like them at all. I don't find them good.
It's topical right now.
The one where he goes emo is really weird.
Spider-Man 3?
Like, he just like does everything wrong on purpose or whatever.
It's very odd. Ben's taking the mic.
It wouldn't be a final episode of Red Zone with Alex Berger if there wasn't a hot take.
This is true. And I don't even, the thing is like, sometimes people are like, you're just making that up. Like you're doing that on purpose.
Yeah, you got to be doing it for attention.
I wish that was the case. Like I wish I like was like doing it for a show. But like,
valid.
I don't know. It's just kind of, yeah. Did you have any?
I think like it's those little things like that that just kind of that's what exemplifies the ZND experience for me.
Yeah, it's a great community. It's such a supportive community. Like I said it when we were doing our senior night on Monday for the directors. I'm like, this is like Breakfast Club. Like, would any of these people actually have been friends in high school? Like, I don't know. We create a good community down here. Berger, what about you? Any fond memories from over the years?
Oh, so many. a lot of people just, you know, I've met a lot of people, you know, former Red Zone hosts as well, you know, that have helped me along the way. There's a lot of things that you find out once you get here. There's a lot of on the air and like off the air, just fun times you have. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, we have things where we're like, oh, we'll all go to this as like WZND family. We'll all go and have an outing. You know what I mean? We were almost going to go see Shane Gillis earlier this year. And so like stuff like that, like we just have fun times, you know, that's really,
What about sports? Anyone have any specifically they want to recall of their times in sports? You both have called a number of awesome games.
Dude, I'm going to point out the last game we just called, the baseball game against Indiana State. That was absolutely electric. And the craziest part is that was I did like a sign off and you're like, I actually have one more that I'm doing. So sorry about that. But no, but the thing is it was the walk-off homer from the player that had just interviewed.
Daniel Pasella.
Yes. Yeah. He had just interviewed on.
It's the Red Zone effect.
Red Zone. It is the Red Zone effect. It really is. And I think that was really, I think we called that really well. And, you know, you did an awesome job. And that was really fun. His interview that he gave after to me was outstanding.
Yeah. So, he's great. He's the best.
Yeah.
I think those moments were always great. Like the highs. But even like the lows that we experience in sports, there's such like nostalgia looking back. So even though it was, I think it was only about like 2 months ago, it was me and Joey LeMaster where we did a doubleheader for softball.
Oh yeah.
And it was like 35 degrees
out.
Oh
my God.
So like by the time, and like it's the softball tent. It's not like the little like penthouse that the baseball people in their ivory tower have. Like by the time like the second game begins, it's like Joey doing the intro and he's just like shivering there. We're just like trying to survive. But
I was in the studio for the second game of that. And I remember being like, someone's got to get these guys some hand warmers or something. it gets chilly for softball, especially like in the beginning of the year. Thankfully, our times haven't changed much in the recent weeks.
Yes.
There was the last
knock
couple
on
weeks,
plastic.
Yeah, the last couple weeks there's been Yeah, it's better now. Well, I still technically got to manage this weekend.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Ben's been kind of taking over, and I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, right? We can kind of just, with the new trainees coming in, just kind of sit back and kind of get, you know, get these guys some training.
Perhaps that's something. Sorry, Coach. No, you're that's something I wanted to bring up. You, Alex, in addition to being a news and sports intern, juggled something that not many do. You were also assistant PD, programming director. So if you're not familiar, programming on ZND is literally, we're doing programming right now. Yeah, like it's specialty shows, it's DJs, it's the on-air product, aside from the journalistic side. So how was that experience for you? And just want to go into detail on that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. when I got into the job, I had screened for program director. Jared got it, rightfully so, much better man than I. And his organization is way better than me. And I kind of had like fears of that going into this assistant job when he asked me for it. I was like, I'm not a super organized guy. Can I actually be in this leadership role of like 30 plus on air personalities? And when I got into the role, people were like, oh, there's no way you're going to be able to balance all of the news and sports and all of the programming and all of the classes. And like, oh no. And then about 2 weeks in, I was like, oh, this will be fine.
Yeah.
This will be fine. Like the time management, it was so, I hate to say it, but it was personally fairly easy to manage the time. I mean, there were some hiccups, but it was like literally the best experience of my life being in these two departments. Like these are literally like I've met some of the best people I've ever met in my life. And it's been like such a privilege to like be able to come here 12 to 15 hours a week and, you know, just hang out and do work and be in a comfortable space. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been great. I love it.
Now, John, for you, you being an econ major, especially, you know, every time when we have these, you know, senior red zones, there's usually one or two people that say, hey, I wasn't a comm major. I didn't really come to college expecting I'd end up here. But I'm glad I did because of, you know, this, and this. Like, what was it like for you coming to Z&D as someone that was supposed to just be sitting and dressing up nicely and not talking to anyone and all of a sudden being like on a radio personality, calling sports games, stuff like that?
You know, I've always had that itch for radio as well. I've done, previously I had a couple of friends who were at DePaul, so I did DePaul radio with them up there. Starting here though, definitely, it was a little intimidating because you go into this not just as like a newbie, but you literally, like, I knew nothing, not even exaggeration of like, oh, I'm a freshman who's like primed on it, literally nothing. So just the, like, the openness and what I've been taught from not just like the etiquette and like how everything works, but even the kind of extended fields like sports, which I knew close to nothing about that either and had like no interest of going in. No offense, Mikey.
No, I'm taking it. You were great when you did.
Yeah, but definitely all I can say from the bottom of my heart is just thank you, ZND, for your openness.
There's the chance. John cued it in. We got about a minute left here. Both of you guys want to take just 30 seconds or so and give any thank yous or any last thoughts?
Well, I want to thank Gavin, Blake, and you, Mikey, for hiring me. I want to thank Max Martin, Jordan Bivens, and Jack Grau for being my programming people. I want to thank all of the DJs I oversaw. I want to thank my mom and dad for helping me through this. And shout out Jason and Heather Berger and Sophie Berger. I want to, you know, shout out just anybody who's helped me along the way. Illinois Central College for preparing me for this and ZND in general.
I want to thank the random psych professor I had in freshman year who said I sound like I should be on the radio, which really he pushed me in the direction. But here, though, I want to thank all the directors I've had with Gavin, Blake, Ben, and Mikey. I want to thank Alex for this latest DJ or kind of studio session we had this semester. And
also shout out Ben Howell. I did not shout out Ben yet, but shout out him as well.
We love you guys. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys. When we come back, we're going to get some Luke Bentley and Allison Petrich. WZMD, the pulse of Redbird Nation, back here with our senior Red Zone. We just heard from John and Alex, and now we have Allison Petrich and Luke Bentley joining us in the studio to keep our senior show going. How's it going, guys?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Glad to hear it. Luke? Luke, what about you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Classes are about coming to an end. Yeah. The senioritis is hitting me kind of hard.
You'll be bold.
Yeah.
How was the game last night? You got to call the game with Ben here on the on our couch over here. How was that?
I mean, the call was great.
Yeah.
The game was not. But I mean, the call was really good. It was a unfortunate way for my last call to go out. But you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. Let's start with that. You were new this year to ZND, coming from a community college background. What was it about this opportunity that was attracted to you, and what did you kind of get out of it in your year?
Honestly, like, I didn't hear about WZND until Allison introduced me to it. She's like, yeah, this is really cool. Like, you should join. You'd be able to call games and do newscasts and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? I might as well give this a try. And I'm so glad that I did, because like I was only here for a year, but I enjoyed my time here, and I'm honestly considering like doing something in radio as a career.
Yeah.
Like after this, because I've enjoyed this so much. I enjoy writing. I enjoy like just being on like the cusp of like trying to say something just on the spot. Like just be prepared to improvise. That's been one of my I've gained that as a strength.
Red Zone is unscripted, as always. We try to keep it PG, but Red Zone is always unscripted, obviously, and that's what I love about it, too. Allison, what about you? You introduced Luke to it, which is awesome to hear, but before that, I remember when you screened for us in, was it the fall of 2022? It was 2 years ago?
Well, so I've been here a year and a half.
Okay, it was spring?
So,
okay.
January.
Okay, yeah, got it. But what was it about this opportunity that was attracted to you in that moment?
Honestly, just like it was a radio station and I didn't know what it entailed.
Right.
And I just wanted to try it out. And I'm so, so glad I did as well. And honestly, I mean, picking a specific like department, even like at the general informational meeting, I think I was most attracted to news and sports. Because I guess I've had a little sports experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, other than that, I just wanted to try something. So.
Yeah, so what was it like when she told you for the first time, like, hey, you should do this? Like, how were you first learning about what it was that Allison was doing, and then you decided you would do it as well?
She was just showing me her newscasts for the most part, and then she would just tell me about all, like, our Monday night meetings and how, like, it would be honestly fun, like, because we would joke around and stuff like that. But I wanted to call like baseball games. Like that's what I wanted to do, and this was my way to do it. So and I've everything else, like all the friends that I've made along the way and like the stuff that I've gotten out of doing this will impact my future greatly.
Yeah. That's funny you bring that up. The Monday night meetings, everyone loves the Monday night meetings and we had a lot of fun, but one thing I'm looking forward to is I haven't watched the first half of a Monday night football game in like 2-ish years, probably 4 years, because I was an intern first, but I would always be here really early because I was a director. I'd watch during winter break, but that's it. But if you asked me to recall a specific moment from any Monday Night Football game in the first half, couldn't tell you. Did I see that? I might have seen that one, actually. I remember watching. Maybe I didn't. I don't know.
I remember making fun of the idea that he got hurt, but I didn't actually watch that live.
If you didn't hear Ben from the couch, he asked, what about the Aaron Rodgers game for the Jets where he got hurt? I don't...
Yeah, almost immediately.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That was so funny.
That was crazy. I don't know. Anyway, what we're on the topic of sports. What about you guys both for sports? Allison, you called some volleyball for us in the fall, and you did a good job. What was it about that experience that you found rewarding?
So I did call a volleyball game with Brayden, so that was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I was nervous majority of the game just because, I mean, I guess since I played volleyball like in high school, I thought I knew some of it, and like I did, but also I was super nervous. So.
Yeah.
It was a good experience for sure.
I'll say, for one, both of you actually, I believe, made their first calls with me. I don't know how that worked out, but
you.
I think that it was also yours, right?
I made my first call with, I had my first call with a Berger.
Oh, it was your first baseball call.
Yeah, my first baseball call was with you, yes.
Okay, yeah. So, it's just like very tough at first. Honestly, for me, volleyball was the toughest sport for me to get at first. It's just very different if you're not into or if the other way around, you're into the sport but just not into the whole broadcasting side, and that's why it's such a good opportunity to learn it here rather than, you know, right. in a professional standpoint where you might get fired if you screw something up. You just get to learn all that stuff and get better. So
I would never suggest volleyball for somebody who hasn't done a lot of sports unless they played in high school. And as you said, you played in high school, you understood the sport. When I first got to ISU, I was told to do volleyball reporting for the Vedette, and I had no idea how it worked. I had to, I had to like kind of learn, and now I love it. Now I think college volleyball is so cool. It's a ton of fun. And Luke, you talk about that you came from a baseball background. That's why you wanted to go into baseball broadcasting, correct?
Yes. I started playing baseball when I was like four, mm-hmm. and I got all the way up to my junior year of college of playing baseball. Baseball's been my entire life. So when I knew about the potential opportunity of joining WZND and then being able to call a baseball game, I was just, I was all over it.
Yeah. What's next for you guys? Either of you. Is there big things coming ahead after graduation, or are you going to take it easy for a little while?
So actually,
you should go first for this one. You have more on the plate than I do.
Well, I actually just had an in-person interview yesterday for an event coordinator position for a catering company back in my hometown. So fingers crossed.
Which is what
crossed,
again? I forget.
Wait, what'd you ask?
What's your hometown again? I forget.
Mike is trying to dox you.
I don't need the address. I just need to know the town.
Where do you live?
Oak Grove Village, Illinois.
Yeah, cool.
So
very
about
nice.
2 hours up north. But it's for a catering company, and it's an event coordinator position. So fingers crossed. Hopefully everything goes well.
Yeah, cool.
He said he'll get back to me early next week. So I'm looking forward to hearing from him.
Awesome. I was born in Elk Grove, actually. So I'm familiar. Don't worry.
Oh,
I remember that. I remember that day. I was born there.
Oh, you remember being born?
Yeah, I do.
It was a pretty stressful experience.
Yeah, it was.
For you.
It was.
You're probably born at the same hospital.
more than likely.
Let there be light.
Anyway, Luke, what about you? What's going forward for you?
I mean, there's nothing too big right now. I will have to take a summer class, one more, and then I have the internship hours that I have in order to officially get my diploma.
Right.
Instead of the, I'll be able to walk like in a few days, but I was able, given the option to take a summer class and do an internship credit over the summer, so I wouldn't have to come back next fall.
Right. Yeah, that's good. So you ended up doing 2 full years at ISU?
Yes.
Awesome.
Full years at ISU.
Good for you. That's awesome. Because I know a lot of people who transfer in will have to end up taking an extra year and stuff like that. So good for you to get it done and move forward. What are you sad to leave behind at WZND? Either of you.
Mm.
Honestly, just the people that I've met here have been so like great and helpful and nice. And that'll probably be my like the saddest part to be like leaving from WZND.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously like all the new friends that I've made, all the people that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is going to be sad to leave that. But for me, I'll definitely miss like I only got to do it once. But the softball game and the newly kickball game that we had, that was my one other chance to relive my glory days as an athlete, as it were. So it was fun to experience that and being the quote unquote like one of the few people with athletic experience.
Yeah, don't be afraid to say it. Yeah,
the rest of us
are complete nerds. Yeah, you are one of the few people. I mean, Braden and Ben both sat on the bench throughout high school baseball, and I played 2 years of high school hockey and was so terrible they had to quit.
Yeah, and we did well when we did the softball game, even if we were bad.
We
because,
did. Yeah.
You know, that's just how that stuff works sometimes.
An ounce of athletic ability was even an ounce more than some others. So that was, we did well enough when we played. Although you beat us this past year. You played for the TV 10 team.
I never lost on that field. Three softball games. never lost.
That's pretty funny. Luke, from your perspective, is it like when you're calling games or when you did call games, is it like, oh, I just want to get out there and do it myself? Or is it like, no, this still makes me feel connected even though like I'm not in the game anymore, like as a player?
It's a little bit of both. It does help me like stay connected to the game. But I mean, funnily enough, like actually Ben over here, actually he said like Bentley at the plate yesterday during one of our calls.
I heard that.
I just wanted to clarify for everybody.
By accident? Here comes Ben.
It was Noah Rabin at the plate, and I just said our names because we just came back from break. I was like, Ben Hootie and Luke Bentley, and it's like, now stepping up to the plate, Luke Bentley, and then
that's about as close as I'll get to D1 college baseball for playing. I'll just have my name announced, and then I'll announce the rest of the game.
Luke came to the studio afterwards and just clipped that and was like, I'm never going to stop listening. He said his Walkman and his headphones on last night.
Maybe I should do that.
No, that's That's pretty good. Hey, any last comments from you guys before we let you go? Any thank yous or anything like that? We got a few minutes, so if you have anything else.
I mean, honestly, I want to thank you, Mikey. I want to thank Gavin, Ben. Even though, I mean, I really wasn't particularly involved in news, but he was very helpful mm-hmm. to me, especially when I had questions about my newscasts. And then I want to thank Allison for encouraging me to do this.
Yeah,
because it worked out so great for me. Like I'm so happy that I did this. Like I honestly like cannot stress that enough. I'm so happy that I joined WZND. And I mean that's about it. I'm sad that I'm leaving, and I'm sad I was only here for a year. But that's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah. So it's how you get it sometimes, Allison.
Yeah. I mean, I want to thank you as well, Mikey. I also want to give a shout out to Gavin and Ben.
Yeah, that's the more important one. Right there, G-Bone and Ben. But yeah, thank you, though. Thank you.
Because you were more of a news person, too.
So. Yeah. So Ben definitely was a awesome director, and he helped me and guided me in whatever help I needed. So big shout out to him. And then I guess I'll give a shout out to my family if you guys are listening. But yeah, I mean, like Luke said, I'm so glad I joined, and I'll be so sad to leave. But I'm also very excited to graduate.
Well, amazing. Thank you guys so much for being on. When we come back, we're going to have a little bit from Logan O'Brien and Dylan Skeen. Logan O'Brien and Dylan Skeen joined the pod. We got to hear from Allison and Luke before that, and we continue our senior show. Dylan Skeen. Who's getting Macklin Celebrini?
Who's getting Macklin Celebrini? Yeah. Well, let's hope the Blackhawks. My guess, though, honestly, I think Bettman's going to rig it for the Sharks. I think it just makes too much sense. Like, his dad was from there. You know, they have the highest odds, and they're like, well, we can't give it to Chicago 2 years in a row.
Oh, yes,
then,
you can.
Then people, oh, no, they can. But I'm just saying their thought process. Yeah. We gotta tilt the balls away to a new team this time. But I'm looking for Ivan Demidov. He's one of the top prospects in that draft as well, and I think the Hawks could get him at two if that's where they land. So I'm looking at him.
Dylan, Logan, pleasure to have you guys on the Red Zone. How's it going on this fine Thursday? Both of you guys have your last classes yet?
I technically have. Well, yeah, I had my last class today. It was sad. I cried a little bit.
What was your last class?
You cried at your last class?
Yeah, I cried a little bit.
Was it like a major class?
Wow. Yeah, it was my History 300 class.
Okay.
Oh, no, never mind. I would cry at that too. You're, not for leaving, but
you're in that same boat that JR was, where like you're not a comm major, but how does that been? I mean, I'll steal Braden's question from John's interview. Like, how has that been for you, like being part of this and not being in like the school of comm?
It's honestly like kind of like crazy and eye opening. Like it's like a totally different world, and like seeing all you guys like kind of like kill it as like someone who doesn't really know like what's happening. It's kind of cool to just see you guys like get in your groove.
Yeah.
And, like, how exciting is it like when you're a history major and you're reporting on the news that is making history, like when the Queen died, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that, just some of the big moments that you're going to look back on and think like, not only was I there like watching these moments, mm-hmm. but I was like reporting on some of them.
I think it's like kind of like a cool thing to be able to like tell my students, like I went on air and reported that the Queen died. Mm-hmm. Like that's like kind of like a cool like thing, or like anything big, like even what's going on like now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I even reported on like the encampments like at Columbia. So like, I think that'll be really cool to tell my students about one day as well.
Yeah. Do you have a job lined up already for going to teach history yet or no?
So I have to student teach first.
Okay.
So I got a placement in Rockford. So
yeah,
a little nervous. I got to teach econ, so I'm sweating.
Econ.
Yeah.
Very nice. it's an econ center.
John can show you the ropes.
I know nothing. Absolutely.
Econ's not real. I took an econ class here at ISU, and it's just the whole time I'm like, none of these abbreviations are real.
Okay,
the economy is all fake. It's all made up.
As an econ minor, I can guarantee you, I am an econ minor. Let me tell you,
so
economics
funny.
Is just astrology, but with like more academic,
corporate.
more corporate speak. It's astrology with more corporate speak. Let me tell you.
Why is this the like eco version of Red Zone today? We have John talking about it, Logan talking about it, and Skeen. I had no idea. Skeen, so that's a great point. So how has it been for you being involved in that minor and then into this other world as well?
It's been cool, honestly. For me, the culture shock has been more with the economics minor, because I go into those classes and I have all these people who are just doing these economics classes and are understanding, and then I'm doing math and all this stuff that I barely do on a daily basis, and I'm like,
yeah,
man, I want to go back to just talking on air.
Yeah, right? No, you have had some fun appearances on this show before talking about hockey, and I know how much you love the sport, and you're the coach and a player with the campus roller hockey team, and you did great stories for us this season about your team and the ice hockey teams. Where did that love start for you for that sport? Like, why and where?
I mean, I got to throw it all back to the Hawks and their dynasty run, right? Like, I mean, it's an obvious one, I should say, but I mean, it's for a reason. They won three cups in 6 years, and seeing that dominance and how fun it was for everyone in my family to get into it, I just started to get into it more. I went to my first hockey game, and the first ever game I went to was a 10-1 victory for the Hawks over my second favorite team, Penguins.
Okay.
So it was quite literally the best possible outcome for the first game. So after that, I was just like, I want to go to every single hockey game I possibly can. And now we're here. Now I'm just talking about hockey as much as possible now, like, kind of professionally.
On TV10 as well, you guys made a whole segment out of it this year where you get to check in how's it going on the ice. And Logan, for you, while we stay on the sports end, you did a game with Jameson not too long ago. How did that go for you guys? And you've been a great studio host, but I know you've dabbled in some broadcasting for us, and has that been an enjoyable experience?
Yeah, that broadcasting that basketball game, basketball is like my favorite sport, and that's always something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So just being able to do that, it was so fun to do with Jameson, and it was just like, he guided me. It was an experience.
Yeah.
And it was like a tight game. Like, the Redbirds came back, so yeah. I freaked out on air. It was fun.
that's a lot of fun. Ben over there on the couch with quite possibly the funniest memory of my time that I was not involved in was you and Jameson. Was it Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's? Jersey Mike's. It was after the opposing team misses two free throws.
Yeah,
so if the opposing team misses two free throws, everyone in the stadium gets free Jersey Mike's, and you would have thought that the microphones broke on WZND because they were yelling, come get the mic for the third segment in a row. He's doing laps right now in the studio.
I love that moment. It's so funny, but I look back on it and just think about how unprofessional it was. So like,
you were very fresh, dude. You were new.
Like, oh, yeah. So I kind of like, I love it, and me and Jameson always talk about it, but I still, like, in my heart, and I'm just revealing it now to everybody, I kind of cringe over it because I'm like, that was so unprofessional. It's so bad.
It was just you guys yelling about Jersey Mike's. You both ended up being okay. You both ended up becoming directors. But, yeah, it was pretty funny looking back. But, gentlemen, either of you guys have anything lined up yet for after going for it? I asked you about the history thing already, so I guess I'll move it to skiing.
Not a full-time job, but I do have a couple part-time stuff lined up. I'm going to be back in the area doing some more Redbird productions a lot of next year, so you might see me around still. And then this summer, I got hired by the Blackhawks.
What?
I'm going to be a ice hockey coach for their, their what is it? They have a summer camp that they have at a bunch of different places.
Oh,
and they,
wow.
And it's basically teach hockey to, like, kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be one of the coaches.
That's so cool, dude. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
That's a direct, like, employee then of, like, it's, like, from the Blackhawks trickles down. Like, from that's awesome.
Yep.
And then maybe you can parlay that into a full-time job. Who knows?
See, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I'm like, hey, so now that you know who I am, like, you know, like the sports production stuff, you need some help with that?
Actually, and they know you have an understanding of the sport. So you're going to be teaching, like, kids clinics? Like, how is it going
to
work?
The exact details, I'm honestly not sure of. I'd like to know, but honestly, they have just been like, yeah, it's a summer camp, teach kids hockey, you know, you know how to ice skate and play hockey, obviously. And I'm like, well, I know how to do those things, so I'll do it.
Did you have to, like, try out? Did you have to prove that you have the skill set, or did they just kind of take your word for it?
No, they just kind of took my word for it. Honestly, I'm better at roller than I am ice, so I'm literally, like, when I need a new pair of skates too, so, like, literally the second I get back from ISU, I'm going to Pure Hockey, I'm buying a new pair of skates, and I'm just gonna be practicing for, like, the month before, so I make sure my skills are up to date.
When was the last time you played, like, organized ice hockey?
Organized ice hockey?
Well,
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be, like, consistent ice hockey.
Consistent?
Yeah.
Probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
It's been a while. I mean, I still do play every once in a while, but it's been a while since I've done anything, and I've never done anything organized. I used to go consistently with my dad because he's a huge ice skater, but I've never actually been organized hockey, or at least organized ice.
It's like riding a bike to me. Like, I played, we talked about this already on the show, but I played in high school a little bit and before that, and, like, I didn't for a couple of years, and I went out there a couple Christmases ago in Chicago, and I was, like, a little nervous that I was just gonna be fumbling around, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah,
it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, once you know how to ice skate, it's really not hard.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. All right, we'll do some more Z&D focused stuff here as we get closer to the top of the hour. Logan, I'll start with you because I can talk hockey with skiing all day. what are some of your favorite memories here from Z&D over your couple years?
I think honestly, like first semester, I was a newscaster, obviously, and I did Wake Up with Jameson and Quinn, and I think that was like one of like the most fun memories because it felt like
crew.
Yeah, just like every time it was like a bit, like it was just like something like funny would happen. And they'd always just have something lined up for me that would make me laugh.
They would always, when I would sub in for those, they make me do like BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah,
it was an interesting time. Scheme, what about you?
Honestly, from one of the first things I had, I also went on that the morning crew with Jameson and those guys, and that was my first one. So that's got to be up there. It's just my favorite memory.
Yeah, favorite or memories like you know. Does I don't mean to put you on the spot too hard, but there's been a lot of. A lot of laughs and stuff over the years. We kind of got you. We kind of poached you. Not poached because you stayed at TV10, but I remember respecting what you were doing at TV10, and then we got you to come over and also be part of ZND. So it's been fun for a couple years here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, honestly, one of my favorite memories has to be and funny enough, it's my one of my favorite memories in ZND, but it was still on the side of TV10 was the win in softball. Being with you guys for like so much of the stuff and then just going in our own group and then winning softball was just like was so funny.
We were just talking about that a couple segments ago with Braden playing for the TV10 team as well. I think that adds to why it's fun because there's so much crossover and there's like almost like you have to pick one side or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the other will call you a traitor.
Right, right. And like everyone's so close because there's so many people on either side that it worked together and everyone's like in that same school of thought basically. Like it makes for a really like chirpy hockey game type of experience.
The trash talk is so good. The trash talk was so good in that game. Right. Oh man,
it was all in good fun. But I remember because I just coached for ZND, which I regret to this day. I wish I would have played, but like I just it was too much trying to organize like and play at the same time 2 years ago. So I just coached this year and like kept scoring, like stood outside of the dugout. But I was like chirping at Reed Watkins the whole time. It was make a funnel with my scorecard and just say stuff to him. And he would break every once in a while and like do like a back off. So it did make me laugh a little bit, but yeah, that was always a ton of fun when we would do that. Ben, you got to uphold the legacy of the ZND team for softball next year, okay? You actually should. Like, I can't believe that we're going out in a loss.
Give him the money.
We should have gotten you like a stick mic or something.
Stick mic. Yeah, I'm gonna try. I think I'm gonna have to play because we talked about it in the Bentley segment. I'm not very athletic, but there's not a lot of athleticism across the station.
No.
So I don't want to play because it frustrated me so much, but yeah, I might have to. I'm going to try to. I got to take it back from Dylan Skeen.
All right, boys. Any other thoughts or thank yous as we kind of wrap it up?
I'll give out some thank yous. First, you two here, Braden and Mikey, thank you guys. And Ben, too. You know, thanks for having me on both earlier in the semester and all you guys have done. Thanks to Ben Howell, the news director. Thanks to all the DJs that dealt with my weird newscast. And finally, thank you to Gavin Broderick, who's the guy that convinced me after multiple semesters to get into ZND because I was too busy with my TV10 stuff and my coaching stuff, and Gavin was just on me. I was like, come on, you gotta join. And finally I fell through, and thankfully I did.
It's been an honor to have you with us, Skeet, for sure.
Thank Logan? You.
I just want to thank honestly, like, just everyone in WZND as a whole for, like, giving me the chance to, like, even do this. Because as, like, a history major, I never, like, imagined being able to, like, even, like, do this. Like, go on air and have a newscast. So, just everyone here, thank you so much. You know, you guys have made me have a lot of good memories here. And it's going to be sad, but I'm never going to forget it. And I really appreciate it all.
Same goes to you, Logan. We appreciate you being part of the staff. From the minute you joined, you were great. And you had that ability to, like, I knew you were more, you wanted to do more of the new stuff, but like you would hop into sports and do so well with the studio and when you talk about with Jameson, so I really appreciated it.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thanks guys. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to have Audra Goff and Kaylee Sugimoto join the Red Zone. WZND, the pulse of Redbird Nation. Mikey Fernelli, Braden Fulkerson hosting the Red Zone with regular contributions from Ben Hootie every segment, and Kaylee Sugimoto and Audra Goff now join the show as our next two seniors. This is our last duo of seniors, and I had you guys last as like this first hour because you both have been regular contributors to the show. You've been here for a long time. Audrey, you're a director in the staff as well, and Kaylee, you've been like the unofficial fourth host of the Red Zone throughout this year, and you won an award for guest hosting Red Zone. So congrats, by the way, on your SIMBA award.
Oh, thank you so much.
We haven't said that publicly yet. It was when you did the episode with us when we talked about Lori Hernandez. You came on and the award's in your name, not even ours.
I know. I saw that and I was a little like I don't know. I just thought it was funny because it was like Kaylee Sugimoto, comma, the Red Zone staff. And then I sent it to my parents and they were like, I didn't know you were like you joined Red Zone.
No.
No.
Well, the way that Alyssa Helm, who is part of our PR team, told me that you could only do three names per submission. So talking to Gavin, we said, well, we'll just put Kaylee's name and then just say the Red Zone crew. So because we can't do – we're not going to just bump Ben like we did during the segment. Like we're not going to take Ben's name off. So trust me, I wanted to, but Gavin said no. We wanted to make sure everyone got their credit where it was due. So, yeah, congrats, Kaylee. We appreciate you doing all that for us. You had some awesome interviews this year. I still can't believe you did that Lori Hernandez thing.
I know. It kind of feels like I thought it was so funny, and I just thought the funniest part of that was that we took the car there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never been in the car, and that was the only time that I've been in the car. And I think the funniest part is Fel is so close to the bone, so I don't know why we decided to do that.
It's probably cold. When was that?
It wasn't
early on in the year, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was even that cold, but I think we both wanted to just take the car.
I think so, because I never take the car really either. I've been lucky enough to have my own car on campus, so I never really took the car to like games or anything. Although the car is really nice now, so people could start using it. But anyway, Audra, you are a director in this radio station as well, the assistant social media director. You got hired as news and sports. Sure. How has it been like this year? A similar question I asked Alex Berger, kind of balancing both those two things and doing so well at both those two things.
Well, thanks. It's been kind of easy. I felt like I've been doing more still for news and sports than I have for my social media, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, thank you. It's been pretty easy.
Now, for both of you, you two are both more on the news side than the sports side. Well, Kaylee, I mean, you've done sports by now too, but like when you guys came here, you guys both kind of started out in news, and then both of you went different directions. Goff, you have been in a completely different office this year. Like, tell me about kind of how you decided where you wanted to go and what you wanted to do. Once you learned what your options were at Z&D, tell me about how you decided where you went next.
I've always been interested in social media, and I felt like that was a department that I could run.
What is the name of that department officially? Because I know there's like a bunch of departments that share that.
Oh,
the clown car. Yeah. I do social media for the assistant social media director. That's my title. I thought that it was a department that I could run, and I already liked the people who were in it, so I felt that would be a good place to step up, because couldn't really do it in here. Otherwise, this was my other option.
Cloud Car is what?
Social media, promotions, multi.
Okay, yeah. So it's and you guys call it that like unofficially because you guys all share that one little office right next to us.
There's so many people in there.
There always is. But you have different interns too, right?
Yeah. Like today we had three interns in there at once, and there's not even enough seating for the six that are in there all the time.
The six directors, yeah.
Yeah.
Kaylee, what about you to Braden's question? Like, how did you want to, coming from a career in gymnastics into this media side of it, like how, and you've been involved in TV 10 and the Vedette as well. What has that transition been like for you, and how did you kind of find your place?
Honestly, it was really natural for me. I joined news and sports because, well, actually at first I didn't know the different departments. Actually, on my tour for ISU, when I was here for gymnastics, like trying to find a gymnastics team, I accidentally like found Z&D because I was in Fell Hall and I wanted to use the bathroom, but I entered through like the basement. For some reason it was unlocked.
That's hilarious.
Or like the lower level, and I was just like, I think I was like, I needed to use the bathroom like so bad to the point where I was like, kind of like, oh my God, like I'm just going to go anywhere and try to find it. Cause we had like the tour all day. And I remember seeing, like I went to the bathroom and then I saw like Z&D. And so I went and like checked it out because I was like, well, I saw TV 10. I was like, why is there an entire like TV station here, and why didn't like my tour guide show me that? And then I saw ZND, and then I like kind of walked in, and there was a producer here who was sitting in there, or a DJ, and she was so nice, and I literally forgot her name, but that was kind of like my first introduction to it before I even joined. Mm-hmm. And then so when I joined, I thought I was originally going to be doing music, and then I realized it was actually news and sports. Because my entire life has been sports, mm-hmm. and I was doing news for our school newspaper, I thought that it would just be kind of like a natural transition to say, hey, let's combine news and sports and do mm-hmm. news on sports.
It yeah. absolutely was. You have kind of done something similar to Braden's involvement or my involvement. You've been in like multiple media outlets in the school. Like whether it was like, I mean, Braden and GLT and TV10 and ZND, and yeah, you know, you're an editor position at the Vedette, and you did TV10, and you've been a great member here. Like, how do you balance all that? Is there different takeaways from all of them? Like, or does it just feel like you got a full ISU experience?
I feel like I got a full ISU experience. To say it was not stressful would be a lie. Like, no, there yeah. were days where I had like 12, 13 hour days, which was not fun. But the thing I've discovered that there's definitely different things that I like about both radio and newspaper. I love the audio editing side of radio and making like raps and being able to kind of place it in the way that you want to be able to, you know, have that final product say the message that you wanted to get out with that interview. And I like how with the newspaper, I can do more like feature stories and get really in depth on what the everyday life of a certain person or a group is. And I think those are both just like really cool parts and distinct parts of each outlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Audra, what about you coming from, you played club volleyball here when you first got here, right?
Yeah, my freshman year. And that was also what drew me here too. Just having my volleyball and multiple sport background is, I wanted to commentate, but I didn't do much of that this year, which was kind of sad.
You were busy being the assistant social media director. Ben, kind of like you were saying last segment and a couple times, you were saying that we have no athletic people. No, these two are probably more athletic than any of our staff. I mean,
didn't Audra win MVP
yeah.
one year?
Yeah. Twice?
How'd you do that? MVP I don't remember. Sometimes that's all a blur. I don't remember.
It was for kickball. I think
it kickball?
I think it was kickball. I think I got MVP for kickball last year because mm-hmm. I just couldn't drop anything.
a lot of people were dropping stuff on that field.
Absolutely no fielding errors for Audra Goff. Did you play in it this year?
Yeah, but Luke Bentley stole a show this year.
Yeah, well.
Which, have him do it.
You guys won at least.
Right, that's true.
I'm still mad at programming because Ben couldn't be there. I couldn't be there because
they chose a horrible weekend.
Oh, yeah, you didn't be in there. Normally you wouldn't have, but you had the weekend off. I couldn't be there because they chose a time we had a game going on. And
they did that on purpose.
I pulled up late with like all my bags and my golf clubs, and I was like ready to play. Yeah, I ended up getting a hit, so. Mm-hmm.
You came into, was that legal? Is that a legal substitution? Just come into the game and get a hit?
No, he was yeah. there before the game started, okay. I think. Yeah,
and you were
yeah.
starting first baseman, too.
Yeah, he learned his lesson after watching the softball game.
Wasn't the first base position, like, literally pointless in kickball because we had pitcher's hand?
Literally.
I ended up making a couple plays, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than so when dumb. The ball comes to you, then it's just as useful as anyone else. But, like, first base for baseball, every single infield play is coming to you.
You take one like, step kickball. To the mound and.
Yeah, you're just relying on
who was pitching in that game?
Hitters.
I don't even know.
I think it was Jaden.
Jaden Cohn?
Jaden, and then I think.
Oh, Jaden was actually
stole
good.
Over, took over
Jaden was good. I was like, I was not ready for that.
He used curveballs. Yeah, he subbed himself in. That's true.
Kaysen subbed himself in. Those two got some time. They're going to be around for a couple years doing this. They're going to have some memories to talk about someday here on the Red Zone. But we're going to keep it to our seniors now and get a little bit more into the actual memory side of ZND. What are some of your guys' favorite moments you've had here at the radio station?
Oh, well, my first and my only, color commentating was with Blake.
Rip.
Yeah. Blake, and it was against Bradley, and I just remember I didn't say anything because I was just watching the game, and he would throw questions to me, and I'd be like, I was so not into it. I was just watching the game. Forgot yeah. I was
what
even...
What sport was this?
Volleyball.
Oh, volleyball, okay.
It was, against Bradley.
Were you enjoying the game, though?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I just forgot what I was there for, which was this.
That's funny.
You're giving yourself a little bit of a hard time. I'm sure you were fine.
Yeah,
looking
I was
back.
Fine.
Yeah. Kaylee, what about you?
I think Well, I think I have two. One is when we had Ryan Denham on the Red Zone.
Yes.
That was so, and not even like specifically that, but like after when we all went, like he left, we were all like, okay, bye. And then he like left, and right as that door closed, we were all like freaking out in the office. And that was like definitely one of the coolest parts of my journalism career at ISU. And then the second was doing play-by-play with Gavin for that one ISU football game with Murray State. I don't know. It was just so fun, and I didn't think I could do it, and then I went and did it, and I think that was also just kind of like it kind of proved to myself that like I can do a lot more than I initially thought, and that was a big lesson that I learned here.
That Ryan Denham, you brought that back up. We've talked about that here on the show, but that was an incredible day. So ISU, the athletic director, was like kind of forced to quit, or at least like resigned in the day of. And then originally Gavin was like, do you guys want to talk about this in Red Zone? I was like, I don't know. The story's not like official, and it's GLT's story. And Gavin's like, let me call Ryan Denham from GLT and see if he wants to come. I'm like, okay, there's no way, but okay.
I had like just been hired. I hadn't actually worked for him yet. I was going to work for him that summer, but I hadn't actually worked for him yet. I just had been hired, and I was like, okay, well, now I have to like not seem stupid on air, because like, what if he's like, oh, well, who's this dude that I hired? But it went so well. We did like two segments worth of asking half an hour questions. With him. Yeah.
It was us, Kaylee, Blake, maybe Gavin? I don't think so. No. I think just us. I think Gavin was like kind of directing people? It. No, we did, because Kaylee and Blake were sharing a mic where Audra's sitting right now, I remember. And then me and you and Ryan was where Kaylee is. So yeah, there was. So yeah, that was an awesome, awesome day. And that was an awesome story to this day.
Was that the one we submitted for Simba last year?
That was, and it did. Yeah. That one won as well. So that was a lot of fun. Although for some reason, we could credit all of our names for that one. They must have slimmed it down this year, because we said all of our names for that one. So technically, Kaylee, you've won the Red Zone with us like 2 years in a row.
Let's go.
So you can tell your parents that one if you want. But yeah, we've had some different fun times having you on over the years. Before we wrap up here, is there anything you guys want to comment on? Just like people you want to thank? We got some time. So if you want to, you know, leave anything out there in your last moments before, you know, you got to go quit Z&D on us.
Shout out to my dad for listening to all of my newscasts. he's the, and then gives me a, feedback on how I did, reassuring me that my voice sounds good on air. You and Gavin always did that, and that was something I thought I was horrible at. I thought I sounded horrible on air. So shout out to my dad, shout out to Kaylee, my girl, shout out to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
everyone
Audra.
In Kaylee? Our department.
Yeah, shout out also to my parents for that one football game. They actually came out to like watch the game and then listen, so that was really nice of them. Shout out to you guys, because a big part of, I think, why I gained my confidence in doing what I do is because you guys always believed in me, and you never said, oh, you know, you can't do that, or, oh, like, maybe you're not ready. You guys always pushed me, even when I wasn't sure in myself, and that helped so much, and I could not thank the world for that. Shout out to, Gavin, who's, and everyone else, all the other directors, and Audra. Who's in here right now, and shout out to our beloved news and sports director Blake, or news director Blake, because he definitely helped
long
me.
Long may he reign.
Yeah, he definitely helped me a lot, like especially for like preparing for calls. I will literally never forget like being in his basement and then like pausing a football game, like a random Seahawks game. He's like, what formation is this? I formation! Wrong!
So. I can imagine that.
Yes, dude, you gotta prepare, man.
Oh, like, that's like when you have like the pick me, like the whole like name your favorite, like you're wearing that artist's shirt or that team's jersey.
Name
like
five songs.
Name five players. Name the center on the Raiders this year. Like, it's funny because you learned it that way, but like knowing Blake, it's funny that that's how he taught you the game.
Yeah.
You also forgot to thank Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, sure. Going away.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to have Gavin Broderick here on the Red Zone.